Dixie Chicks country. Look out, Earl. You're in trouble now, Earl.
Marianne and Wanda were the best of friends all through their high school days. Both members of the 4-H club, both active in the FFA. After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused. She put on dark glasses and long sleeve blouses and makeup to cover her bruise. But she finally got the nerve to file for divorce. She let the law take it from there. But Earl walked right through that restraining order and put her in intensive care.
Damn you, Earl.
Right away, Marianne flew in from Atlanta on a red-eye midnight flight. She held Wanda's hand as they worked out a plan, and it didn't take them long to decide that Earl had to die.
La, 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 la. Goodbye, Earl.
Those black eyed peas. It's all right to me, Earl. You're feeling weak? Why don't you lay down and sleep, Earl? Ain't it dark? Wrapped up in that tarp, Earl. Cops came by to bring Earl in. They searched the house. Then they tipped their hats and said, "Thank you, ladies. If you hear from him, let us know." Well, the weeks went by and spring turned to summer and summer faded into the fall. And it turns out he was a missing person who nobody missed at all. So the girls bought some land.